Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Summer brings thoughts of happiness, sunshine, and cheaters.
What the f***? Oh my God, I knew it.
Wait, who is this?
It's Carson and Kennedy's Summer of Love. All your favorites all summer long.
It's Carson and Kennedy's World of Roses.
One of my friends came across him on Facebook, which is really weird because he doesn't have a Facebook profile. You know, I tried to get him to join a couple times, and he said he just wasn't interested. My friend said she saw a picture of him, but it was a different name. And she swears to God it's him, and he's just using a different name. So I don't really know. But you know what? The other weekend, we went out. We were having a nice dinner, and some girl came up to him and started talking to him for like 5 or 10 minutes. You know, the girl kept, and then she kept calling him Jim, and his name's Pete. So then when I asked him what that was all about, he said it's just some girl that he knows. You know, she thinks his name is Jim, and he just didn't correct her. But I don't know. I just think it's weird.
So you understand how War of the Roses works, right, Laura? Kennedy is going to pose as Shelley. She's going to call from his cell phone provider, offer up a dozen red roses, and let's see who he sends them to. Again, we'll keep you on the line, but you have to be very quiet, okay?
Okay.
Shelley?
Mm. All set.
Hello.
Hi, may I please speak with Pete?
Hey, is this Stacy?
No, my name is Shelley. I'm actually calling from. Are you expecting a call?
Yeah, what's the big deal? What's up?
Oh, okay. Well, we're calling from the customer service department. We wanted to thank you for being a valued customer, and we wanted to send you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we'll deliver anywhere in the continental United States free of charge. How does that sound today?
Wow, that's cool.
All right, I just need some info from the card, okay?
Okay.
Who would you like to send them to? What's the name?
Heather.
Okay. And what would you like to say on the card? What would the message be?
Just put, love, Jim.
Isn't your name Pete?
Jim's okay. Nickname.
I just wanted to make sure my notes were correct. I apologize.
Yeah, no, that's just what my nickname that I use.
Okay. Pete, yeah. Why would you do this to me?
What?
What the hell is going on?
What is going on?
Pete, this is Carson Kennedy with Mix 104.1.
Uh-huh.
And you're on War of the Roses. And so, we're kind of curious why you just signed a card, love, Jim.
To Heather.
To another woman.
I didn't mean to.
Okay, well, why did you send it under Jim and not Pete? Who is Jim?
I really don't feel comfortable talking about this, you know, with strangers on the radio. I want to talk to my wife.
Okay, the floor is yours, brother. Go ahead.
I just want to come home and talk to you about this, okay? I love you, baby.
I don't want you to come home. You sent the flowers to another woman.
It was a mistake, okay? It was just I did one time. Let's just talk about this.
Tell you what, Pete, we're going to let you go. We want to talk to Laura for just a second, all right?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
I don't know why you're thanking me.
You all right, girl?
No. I don't know what to think. This happened when we were first married. I'd leave him in a second, but we've been married 11 years. We have 3 kids. I just can't end it.
Well, you think you can call him and talk to him and try and sort some of this stuff out? Maybe do a little bit of investigation yourself on Facebook for Jim?
I'm going to have to. I don't know what else I can do.
I'm sorry that the news wasn't better, but I don't know what to say. The whole two-name thing is... two-name thing has got me kind of thrown for a loop.
All right, well, go and call him, see what you can find out. But listen, just don't stay in a relationship if you don't think it's going to work. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have nothing against Pete or Jim, but I don't want you to get walked over either.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
All right, well, stay strong, girl. We wish you luck.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
you. Hon.
All right, bye,
bye-bye.
Laura. Oh, jeez.
Seriously? Pete, Jim, what?
Oh, my God.
What in the hell?
This guy is living a double life, I think.
Or something. And like, so it just seems to me to be so blatant. Somebody comes up to him in the bar and says, "Hey, Jim," and he continues the conversation. You know what I mean?
Right.
At least have an alibi. Have an excuse, brother.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.